Welcome to your five for the day. I remember listening as a teenager to my old transistor radio and being entranced by Alistair Cook's Letter from America. It was a weekly 15-minute radio series broadcast on BBC Radio 4 and its predecessor, the Home Service, and also to the whole world through the BBC World Service. Throughout its history, it was presented by Alistair Cook, who would speak on a topical issue in the USA, tying together different strands of observation and anecdote, and often ending on a poignant note. The series ran from the 24th of March 1946 to the 20th of February 2004, making it the longest-running speech radio programme hosted by one individual in history. It got me thinking about the possible contents of a letter from heaven. Of course, we already have one written in the 66 books of the Bible, making it the longest-running letter put together by God from the beginning of time. It too ties together different strands of observation and anecdote, and often ends on a poignant note. But what would an abridged letter contain? Perhaps it would go like this. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you are made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you even before I planned creation. You were not a mistake. All your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I'm not distant and angry, but I am the complete expression of love, and it is my desire to lavish my love on you. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you received comes from my hand, for I am your provider, and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are as countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I'm also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are broken-hearted, I'm close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved so that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I've always been your father, and will always be your father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.